ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम नाइन्थ कंटो चैप्टर 4। The chapter entitled Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni. Today the text 64. Na aham atmanam asase madbhaktai sadhubhi बीना श्रीयं च अत्यंतिकिं ब्रह्मन् एषां गतिर् अहम् परा नाहम् आत्मानम् आशासे मद्भक्त ही साधु भीर बिना। श्रीयं चात्यंतिकिं ब्रह्मन् एषां गतिरहं परा। वर्ड मीनिंग न नट अहम् I, Atmanam, Transcendental Bliss, Asase, Desire, Mat Bhaktaihi, with my devotees, Sadhubhi, with the saintly persons, Bina, without them, Sriyam, all my six opulences, cha also, atyantikim, the supreme, brahman, o brahmana, esam, of whom, gatihi, destination, aham, I am, para, the ultimate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charan Aravind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O best of the Brahmanas, without saintly persons, for whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. Please repeat. O best of the Brahmanas, without saintly persons, for whom I am the only destination. I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient. But to enjoy His transcendental bliss, He requires the cooperation of His devotees. In Vrindavan, for example, although the Lord Krishna is full in Himself, He wants the cooperation of His devotees, like the Kahwad boys and the gopis, to increase His transcendental bliss. Such pure devotees who can increase the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly most dear to Him. Not only does the Supreme Personality of Godhead enjoy the company of His devotees, but because He is unlimited, He wants to increase His devotees unlimitedly. Thus, He descends to the material world to induce the non-devotees and rebellious living entities to return home back to Godhead. He requests them to surrender unto Him because unlimited as He is, He wants to increase His devotees unlimitedly. The Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to increase the number of pure devotees of the Supreme Lord more and more. It is certain that a devotee who helps in this endeavor to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes indirectly a controller of the Supreme Lord. Although the Supreme Lord is full in six opulences, He does not feel transcendental bliss without His devotees. An example that may be cited in this regard is that if a very rich man does not have son in a family, he does not feel happiness. Indeed, sometimes a rich man adopts a son to complete his happiness. The science of transcendental bliss is known to the pure devotee. Therefore, the pure devotee is always engaged in increasing the transcendental happiness of the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnam Bhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisai Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesah Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Vipasindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नाहम आत्मानमाशासे मद्भक्तैर साधुभिर् विना श्रियं चात्यन्तिकिं ब्रह्मं येषां गतिरहं परा। ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणस विदाउट सेंटली पर्सन्स फॉर हुम आई एम द ओनली डेस्टिनेशन आई डू नॉट डिजायर टू एंजॉय माय ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस and my supreme opulences. So this particular statement is made by Lord Narayan himself to speaking to Durvasa Muni. Everyone are a well-known Durvasa Muni, Generally everyone knows Durvasa Muni is famous for cursing, for his cursing. He become very quickly angry. If he find some fault with others, then he become very quickly angry and curse. But he is very austere also. Durvasa Muni has not a fault. He has no record that he is lusty. Like other munis, like Vishwamitra, many places. We saw these examples. But Durvasa Muni is never find that he has any case that he, because of his lusty desire, no. But he conquered lust, but he could not conquer anger. Because he is born having some qualities of Lord Shiva. His son of Atri and Anusaya, his father and mother. Atri and Anusaya, they got three sons. One is from Vishnu, having the qualities of Vishnu, he is Dattatre. And one of them is having the qualities of Brahma, he is Soma. And this Durvasa Muni having the qualities of Lord Shiva. He is a. So anyhow, this episode is a very, very famous episode of Maharaj Ambarish. Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni. Somehow or other Durvasa Muni was appeared in the assembly of Maharaj Ambarish on a particular day, that was Dwadashi. Maharaj Ambarish did fasting for whole year. He fasted for 24 Ekadashis. Not whole year, not every day not eating, but Ekadashis. There are 24 Ekadashis is performed. Started from Utparna Ekadashi. Utparna Ekadashi, this is Margasira Krishna Ekadashi, Krishna Pakhya Ekadashi, one in moon. The two, there is a Shukla Pakhya and Krishna Pakhya, and every 15 days there is one Ekadashi. So we started from Utparna Ekadashi. Utparna means that particular day Ekadashi Devi appeared from the body of Lord Vishnu to kill the demon Mura. So anyhow, this is a long story. So he started from Utparna Ekadashi, then he finished his 24 Ekadashi, he finished on the last Ekadashi, Kartik. Haribodhini Ekadashi, Kartik month. Then on Dwadashi day he was about to break his fasting after feeding many Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Suddenly this great rishi appeared, Durvasa Muni appeared. And as usual, Maharaj Ambarish, he was very humble, he just stood up and he welcomed Durvasa Muni and invited for prasadam. Invited for a heavy lunch. But he told him, I have to finish my morning duty, midday duties, I have to go to Jamuna, because it was Mathura. Maharaj Ambarish's kingdom was Mathura. So he went to Jamuna and he knowingly is making late. Who? Durvasa Muni. He wanted to test the king. But he did not know the glories of a Vaishnava. But a Vaishnava has to also to please the Lord Vishnu. He has performed so many Maharaj Ambarish performed this Ekadasi Vrata, so he to in a particular time he has to break his fasting. So it is just maybe 1 minute left. So he was in anxiety. Durvasa Muni did not come back. So he asked all other in assembly, all other Vaishnavas, and what to do in this case. Brahmanas, Vaishnavas he took. But they are also not having the same opinion of everyone. They have different opinions. So anyhow, Ambarish Maharaj, being internally guided by the Supreme Lord Himself, Matah Smatir Gyanam Apohanam Cha, he is a pure devotee. So he is not never in ignorance. A pure devotee, Krishna told, never remain in ignorance. In Bhagavad Gita 10:11, Krishna told, if someone is surrendered to me, he never remain ignorant. I supply all knowledge from within. I ignite his lamp of knowledge, then dissipates all the ignorance. So he decided, he knew that apo asnati, no asnati. Apo means water. If you know water, someone drink water, it also breaks fasting, also will not break the fasting. So in this way, being guided by the Supreme Lord Himself from within, he took little water, little maha water, just drink little water. But Durvasa couldn't, because he was a yogi. Though he was underneath the Jamuna water, he could understand what happened. So he became angry. Oh, this man, it looks like up to that time, Durvasa never performed any Ekadasi Vrata. He was, after being chastised by the Supreme Lord, and being, then he started, he understood the glories of Vaishnavas and Ekadasi Vrata. Then he started, after. So anyhow, he became angry and he came out of the water and come. Ambarish Maharaj just welcoming him with a very humble mood. But he started chastising whom? Ambarish. You have known all the stories, I am not going to detail. So in this way we know how Durvasa Muni created a what? He took a bunch of water, water from his and from his head, then just split on the earth, a huge, what is it called? A demon, but it looks like fiery. He was completely red, fiery. And he told, why? Then he ordered him, go and destroy this king. He is a Vaishnava in name only. He did not know how to respect a Brahmana. He was thinking, I am Brahmana. But a Vaishnava is even higher than a Brahmana. Durvasa Muni has little ego that he is a Brahmana and he is in a higher caste than Maharaj Ambarish. Ambarish was a Kshatriya king. He was thinking, I am a yogi. I gave up everything. I am residing in some caves in mountains, in Himalayas, and he is staying in a palace. It is a very nice, comfortable situation. So in this way, comparing himself to Ambarish, he was thinking, I am superior to Ambarish. But Ambarish Maharaj is very humble. Tunadapi sunichena, tararopi sahishna, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya, sadahari. Being a Vaishnava, Ambarish Maharaj is very humble. Humbler than grass on the street. Sorry, there is a thinking himself more fallen than the grass in the street, and he is more tolerant than tree. He is just folding hand, he is just remembering the Supreme Lord. Maharaj Ambarish is also a great emperor, he has a great military force also. He can be asked the military force. He is a world emperor. Could tell, hey, finish this demon. But no, he did not do like this. He did not do like that. He was just tolerating, remembering Krishna. So when this demon was just marching towards Ambarish, then immediately who came? Sudarshan. Duryodhana of Lord Narayan. Immediately he killed the demon, cut his throat away. Then he burned, practically burned the demon. Then he ran after whom?
Durvasa.
Durvasa was running. Indra told, my Vajra cannot do anything yet. Go away. This Sudarshan, go away very quickly, leave this place. He went to Brahma. Brahma told, my Brahmadanda cannot do anything. Go to. Then he went to Shankara. Lord Shiva also did not give him shelter. Told, go. Oh my son, this weapon is belong to Lord Narayan. You go to him. He may save your life. Then when Durvasa come to Narayan, then Narayan is just, there is a conversation going on. Narayan and Durvasa. Durvasa Muni just fell down in feet of Lord Narayan. Please save my life. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahman Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaya. Lord Govinda Krishna is well known for protecting the Brahmanas and cows. But Lord Narayan told, that's okay. But this is different case. Ahang Bhakta Paradhina. Yesterday verse. Aham bhakta paradhina hi asvatantra iva dija. Hi asvatantra iva dija. Hey Brahman, oh Supreme Personality of God had said, oh Brahman, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Hi asvatantra iva dija. Sadhu bhir grasta hrudaya Bhaktair Bhakta Jana Priya. I am not at all independent because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I sit only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotees? Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me. So even Brahmana, you may be Brahmana, but if you commit a Vaishnava Parad, then even no one can save you, including the Supreme Lord. He told no. Because we commit Vaishnava Parad by different process like Hanti, Nindanti, Dvesti, Navinandanti, Krudhyanti, Jantina Harsam, Darsani, Patananishat. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur told there is different ways how we commit offenses. If someone has killed a Vaishnava or is planning to kill a Vaishnava, he is planning. But how it is possible? Yes, it is sometimes possible. If you know the Samantak Mani, it was with Sakrajichi, Sakrajit, father of Satyavama. When Krishna and Balaram was in Hastinapur, then three persons they plan how to stole that from Sakrajiti. Even included who was in that plan, even Akrura was there. Akrura was such a great exalted devotees. He is Acharya Prabhu, one limb of bhakti, Bandhanam. But he was also indirectly involved in that case. Akrura, Satadhanva and Kritavarma, the commander-in-chief of the Jadu dynasty. Three of them, Satadhanva practically went and he killed Sakrajit, took the Samantak money out. Later on Krishna came and he was chasing after Dhanva, Satadhanva, he killed him. And Akrura even ran away from Dwaraka with that Samantak money to Banaras, Varanasi. Sometimes it happened. Hanti, Nindanti, if you blaspheme a Vaishnavas. Here is we see how Durvasa is involved in all cases. He was practically wants to kill whom? Maharaj Ambarish, Hanti, Nindanti, he was blaspheming and chastising, like speaking so harsh words, using to Maharaj Ambarish. Uselessly, he is just chastising him. Nindanti, Hanti, Nindanti, Dvesti. Why he is doing all these things? Because he is envious of Maharaj Ambarish. Hanti, Nindanti, Dvesti. No Vinandanti, even Maharaj Ambarish was standing with folding hand and welcoming, but he became angry. He did not reciprocate. In a humble way, but rather he became angry and want to destroy him. No Abhinandanti, if you not welcome a Vaishnava, seeing a Vaishnava, one must become very happy. Hanti, Nindanti, No Dvesti, No Abhinandanti, Krudhyanti, and become very angry. Krudhyanti, Janti na Harsam, by seeing a Vaishnava, if you will not become happy, is also offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, even if you heard Somanascha uttering the Krishna's name once in his mouth, Hare Krishna, then you consider him as a Vaishnava. Have respect for him, even if he is following the regulative principles or not, but because he is taking Krishna's name, you offer him respect from within. Krishna tejasya girita manasa agriheta. If someone is chanting Hare Krishna, give him respect from within. Dikhyasti chet pranati vishya bhajantam isham. If he is initiated in a proper parampara and he is reading Bhagavatam, doing deity worship, all these things, then you should offer him panchanga pranam. Then susrusaya bhajana vigya ananya manya nindadi sunya hrudaya ipsita sangalabdha. He is more advanced devotee, he is nindadi sunya. He has no tendency to blaspheme others or fault-finding nature. If he is such an exalted devotee, Rupa Goswami is telling the main quality or main symptom of a Vaishnava who is in Uttama platform is Nindadi Sunya Hridaya. If someone is chanting maybe 2 lakh, 3 lakh name, but he has not given up this blaspheming others, then he cannot be considered as Uttama Vaishnava. Uttama Vaishnava means Nindadi Sunya Hridaya. If Sita Sangalabdha, then we can associate with him. Susrusaya Bhajama, you can serve him. So that's why we have to jantin, seeing a Vaishnava must become very happy. Darsane Patanani Sat, seeing a Vaishnava according to his adhikar, whether he is Kanishtha, Madhyama or Uttama, you have to respect him. You have to give him proper respect. So in this sea, we see these 6 categories, different types of appearances. In all categories he is involved. Who? Durvasa. Durvasa is committed offense in all the ways. At the feet of Maharaj Ambarish. So that's why Lord Narayan, he is telling, is not possible. Though you are a Brahmana, you are son of Atri and Anusaya. You are such a great exalted Brahmana, not even you are such a great yogi. You have, but still, because you are a Vaishnava Paradhi, you offended to a Vaishnava, no one can protect him. Including Lord is telling myself, I cannot protect you. A Vaishnava Paradhi He has to commit offense, then he has to go to the same Vaishnava and ask him forgiveness. Unless the Vaishnava himself forgive you, and there is no other remedy for your offenses. That's why Rupa wrote in this part that that is called made elephant offense. Hati mata. Jadi Vaishnava Paradha Uthe Hati Mata Ukhadeba Chinde Tar Sukhi Jai Pata. Somehow or other, if you committed a Vaishnava offense in the feet of a Vaishnava, then your whole Bhakti Lata creeper, and you are uprooted. The branches and these leaves, they will dry gradually, dry up. Such a great offense is Vaishnava Paradha. There is no other remedy. You have to go to that Vaishnava and fell down at his feet. That did nap, and you will see in this episode how Durvasa did that. He come back and he has to fall down in front of Ambarish Maharaj. Then Ambarish Maharaj prayed to the Sudarshan, forgive him, please. He is my guest, please forgive him. So in this way. So that's why in this particular verse, today's verse, Lord is speaking. Naham atmanam asase madbhaktair sadhubhir vina sriyam chatyantikim brahman esam gatir ahampara. The Lord is full of six opulences. He is also aptakama, aptatmaram. Nothing but still the Lord is telling that I did not enjoy myself alone. He is telling, O best of Brahman, without saintly persons for whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss or my supreme opulences, full of six opulences. Aisharjasya, Samagrasya, Virjasya, Jasasasriya, Jnana, Vairagyam, Channa iti Bhagagana. These six opulences in full extent. In 100% Lord has these opulences. He could enjoy if he like, but he is telling that I don't enjoy without the company of my devotees. So Prabhupada is writing, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient, but to enjoy His transcendental bliss, He requires the cooperation of devotees in Vrindavan. For example, although the Lord is full in Himself, He wants cooperation of the devotees like cowherd boys and the gopis. He mentioned that in the beginning He was alone. In a Goloka, Rasa Mandala, he was alone. When he developed desire to enjoy, then who came? Radharani came. Radharani, he is Allahadini Shakti. Pleasure giving potency appeared from his left side. He is one. He was Eka Bahushyam. He was one, but now he become many. In Brahmavita Vaivarta Purana says that Radharani, the pleasure potency appeared from the left side, and right side come Balaram and all other cowherd boys. They appear. So in this way, Krishna, when he want to enjoy, he needs the help of his devotees. Even Krishna told to the gopis in 10th canto, 32nd chapter, verse 22, he told, No parayoham niravadya samyuyam so sadhu krityam vibudhayusapivaham yama bhajan durjaya geha sunkhala samvrishya tadvah pratijanu pratijatu sadhuna. O gopis, I am not able to repay my debts for your spotless service, even within a lifetime of Brahma. Your connection with me
is beyond reproach. You have beyond reproach that you have served me. Cutting up all domestic ties which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. Because that pure devotee did not ask anything from Supreme Lord. That's why the pure devotional service means anyaya bhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama uttama bhakti uttama vaishnava. When he perform pure devotional service, he has no material desire. He don't want any, sense gratificatory things. This karma, the karmi people say do something and then he want in return something. A devotee is not like that. He never do any business. Prahlad Maharaj told, I am not doing any business. Sabai bhakt, sabai banik. Nasa bhakta sabai banik. If someone is devotee and he is doing some perform devotional service and in return he wants something from the Lord. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, he is a businessman. He is not a devotee. Anya abhilashita sunyam. Then he did not ask for like jnanis, they want moksha. They want liberation. A devotee also free from that desire. He did not know, want any sense gratification, material sense gratification, neither he wants even liberation. Diyamanam nagunhanti bina matsevanam jana. Kapil Dev is telling, my devotees are as such that even I give them, I allow them, take this four type of liberation. Sajujya, the Vaishnava told, that is narakayate, kaivalya narakayate, this is hellish. But other type of liberation, like sarupya, having the same bodily feature, samipya, very close to the Lord, and sasti, even the same opulences as the Lord, or remaining in the same planet, salokya. Even all these four types of liberations, even my devotees, they reject. They ask, please engage us in your devotional service, that is their only desire. Janmani janmani sware bhavatad bhakti ahetuki tui. They only become fully satisfied only being engaged in my pure devotional service. They don't need anything. They reject even the liberation. They told, okay, we accept these liberations. Is there any chance to serve you? If there is some chance for, serve the Supreme Lord. Otherwise not. So Krishna is telling, how can I forget? The devotee is like that. There is a fully surrendered souls. That's why my devotee did not know anything in a forthcoming verse, in a 68th verse in this chapter. Again, Lord told, Sadhava hudaya mayam sadhunang hudaye tuvaham mat anyate na jananti nahang tebhya managapi. My devotee always resides in my heart and I always reside in the heart of my devotee. My devotee did not know anything except me. I did not know anything except my devotees. There is such a relation, such a capability between devotee and Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. So that's why Lord told, I don't want to enjoy without my devotees. I always enjoy. So in my pastimes are always with my devotees. How can otherwise, how can he do any pastimes without his devotees? Lord never do any pastimes with a conditioned souls. Whenever he comes, he brings his devotees with him. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Dayakari So Parsada Siodhama Saha Avatari. Prabhupada is telling, Lord descends to this material world sometimes, come and he preaching to this conditioned souls, please come back to my abode.
He came, he saw some drama with his, he made a, brings with drama parties with him. Suppose like Nrsimhadev, he came and his villain was who? Hiranyakashipu, Jaya in Vaikuntha planet, he is not from this material world. And devotee Prahlad, he is also from spiritual world. So they all come to do some drama, then they will exhibit. If you become like what? Hiranyakashipu, then I will just tear you, I will destroy you like this. And if you will become a devotee like Prahlad, then you will be sit on my lap. So this is just drama and but anyway, so many incarnations that came. Doji paritranaya sadhunang binasaya chatuskritam, these two reasons. To protect the devotees or sentient persons and to destroy the miscreants. That is the external reasons. But Prabhupada is telling there is another reason also. Lord come to Jibe Dayakari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jibe Dayakari, to show some special mercy to the living entities. He appeared. Specifically this particular incarnation. Which one? Lord Chaitanya. Parama Karuna Pahu Duhijana Nitai Gaura Chandra Sabavatar Sarasi Romani Kebala Ananda Kanda. Only bliss. This Gaur Nitai came just to invite everyone. Come to return back to Golok Vrindavan. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. They bring in this Harinama Sankirtan from Goloka Vrindavan. So Lord sometimes come and just to invite us. Come back. Oh rebellious sons and daughters, please come back. Come back to your home. Back to Godhead. Come back. But the Prabhupada is telling, even sometimes Lord come and he invites he descends to the material world to induce the non-devotees and rebellious living entities to return home back to Godhead. He requests them to surrender unto him because unlimited as he is, he wants to increase his devotees unlimitedly. So Prabhupada is telling the one of the purpose of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to increase pure devotees, to tend up the conditioned souls. Though this tendency to love Krishna, that is not something artificial from outside, no. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunaya Sravanadi Suddha Chite Karaye Udaye. That is already there internally. We are internally, whether Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling, whether someone is accepting or not accepting, the truth is the everyone is servant of Krishna. Kehu mane, kehu na mane, sabhi tara das. Jehu na mane, apana gune sehi jaye nas. You accepting the truth or you not accepting the truth. But the truth is that a living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. That's why Lord he came and some, like Prabhupada also came, his chief commander in the Sankirtan army of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And just Prabhupada is telling, we established the Krishna consciousness movement just to trend up the conditioned souls, to come to this pure platform. The Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to increase the number of pure devotees of Supreme Lord, more and more. It is certain that the devotees who helps in this endeavor to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead become very dear to Krishna. If someone is preaching like this, preaching and trying his best to tend up the conditioned souls, come to the pure platform again. So he become very dear to Krishna. So a preacher who is engaged in preaching this Krishna consciousness all over the world, no doubt he is very dear to Krishna. Nacha tasman manusyesu kaschin me priyakuttama bhavita nacha me tasma adhanya priyataro bhavi. Krishna told, whoever preaching this words of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, others among the devotees, everyone is devotees. Everyone is eternal servant of Krishna. But we have forgotten our own position. That's why the pure devotees, they are traveling like Srila Prabhupada. And this is proposal, one of the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is to train up the conditioned souls. They have forgotten. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gaurachandra boli. Wake up, sleeping soul, wake up. How long you are going to sleep and lap up? Which maya? Wake up. I brought this medicine from Golok Vrindavan. Which one? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Accept this medicine. Anachi Ausadhi Maya Nasibara Lagi Hare Hari Nama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. Take this mantra. Chant and be happy. So Prabhupada is telling this is the purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement, just to create. Then in end of his purpose, Prabhupada gave an example. How you cannot enjoy yourself. Even a very rich person, if he is very wealthiest kind, millionaire, but if he has no son, then he become always morose, become unhappy, because he cannot enjoy himself. He needs some, generally, son, daughter, or some relatives. Krishna is also like that. He needs his association of his pure devotees. The devotees are indifferent. Melos, they are in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. So devotees in all rasas, he is the rasa vaisaha, Krishna is full of rasa. Then this, there must also rasika bhaktas, the different devotees in different melos. And Krishna enjoys with them. But sometimes we misuse this. In material world, there is one, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur used to say one story. There is one very rich person, and he has no servant in his house. So everyone is thinking this person is very miser, he is not keeping any servant. She told his friend, what to do now? Everyone is telling, I am a millionaire, but I have no servant in my house. Everyone is telling, he is miser. Very, very bad for me. His friend told, okay, if you want to servant, keep a servant, but don't ask him to do anything. Just keep in your house. And every day, you give him very nice prasadam. Basmati rice and balam ghee. What? Pure ghee, paneer sabji. Give a feast every day. But don't tell him to do anything. First month, 1 month, let him to eat like this. And let him enjoy. Then in next month, give him 1 hour service. Okay, he won't mind. Then next, second month, 2 hours. Third month, then in the end of the year, he will serve 12 hours. Then sometimes he will tell, oh, I cannot do so much service, I have to leave. I am going. Don't tell anything. Even sometimes he may leave you and get out from your house. But when he was roaming here, there, then he will not get anywhere. What? His pure basmati rice and very tasty rice and paneer sabji and pure ghee. Then he will come back. Then he will tell, oh my landlord, oh my master, actually I have some internal connection with you. I love you so much. I could not forget you anywhere. Wherever I go, always remember you. That's why I come back to your feet. Please keep me again. But what is the fact? He has the real love for this master? No. He has love for? He was remembering always this special rice, paneer sabji, and Sunday feast. Then come back. When we come back, sometimes we have also happened like this. But anyhow, somehow or other, Prabhupada knows how to keep the conditioned souls. We are attracted. Eating, chanting, dancing. Everyone like prasad, nice prasad. So in ISKCON we have so much nice prasad, we have so nice prasadam every day. There are feasts. If someone once come to the ISKCON and left, then he can move here, there, then he come back again. He remember the Sunday feast. Chanting and of course these three things are eternally with Krishna. Krishna is very nice prasad cooked by Radharani. Very nice prasad. Krishna also chant and dance with gopis. Rasa dance. This Hari, what is this Sankirtan? Harinama Sankirtan. This is also rasa dance. It is non different from rasa dance. The same Krishna. Radha Krishna Nahe Vanya Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He can. There is no difference between this rasa dance in Goloka with the gopis, Krishna, and same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his Sankirtan movement. So that's why these three things are eternally in the spiritual world, that is eternally with us. Chanting, eating, chanting, dancing. Chanting, dancing and feasting. That's why Prabhupada gave us these simple things. To attract us, to again to return back to Godhead, to Goloka, return back to Krishna. He gave these three things. Chanting, dancing and feasting. Everyone likes. Eat nice prasadam, chant and dance. In this way, we can fulfill the desires of Srila Prabhupada. He wants us to preach this Krishna consciousness and make everyone qualify to return back to Godhead. So Prabhupada, this is one of the purpose of this ISKCON, to make this conditioned souls devotees. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yes. Anyhow, Maharaj is a Vaishnava Aparadhi, first question. But still he is not an ordinary person. Who? Durvasa. That's why I told, he is specifically, he is a Shaktyavesh, incarnation of Lord Shiva. The son, Durvasa Muni is Shaktyavesh, incarnation of Lord Shiva. Son of Atri and Anusaya. He is not ordinary. So, this is in past times, Lord, just to show us how serious is a Vaishnava Aparad. So, Durvasa Muni, he traveled. This is Guna Avatara Vishnu. There is also in every universe, there are three Guna Avataras. There is Vishnu, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. So he went to that particular, according to my understanding, Durvasa Muni went to within this universe, to Narayana. Okay, Hare Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.